Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yibam Stav Yod Chesed. We're starting a little bit to the Amrut HaLacha Dalet. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amosha, have an Aliyah. So we continue with more cases of three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters. And the main focus of this Mishnah is going to be what Mimer accomplishes. And we already had this earlier in the Masechta, but we continue talking about it over here. So the Mishnah tells us, Shalish Achen, we have three brothers, Shnei Men, Nisun, Shtei Achayos, two are married to two sisters, that'd be Reuben and Shimon, Ve'echon Mufne, one of them's a Mufne, which means he's open, he's free, he's not married, he's a bachelor. Umeis Echon Bale Achayos, one of the ones who's married to his sisters died, we're going to call that Shimon, not Reuben. It's just going to be easier with the setup of the cases. We'll see. So Shimon passed away. V'asaba mufne mimer, the unmarried brother, did mimer to his wife. V'achar kach meis achva sheni. Then the second brother died, meaning then Reuven died. So here we technically have two sisters falling to one brother. But remember, the first one already had mimer done to her. So B'shamay says, ishta imai, his wife is with him. He has to remain with Shimon's wife because he did mimer to her already. V'halaz teis mishum achayis isha. And the other one, meaning Reuven's wife, she goes free because she's achayis isha. However, B'shamay says that no, maitis ishta beget v'chalitza. He has to send his wife out with both the get and chalitza, the eshes achiv bechalitza, and the wife of his brother, meaning Reuven's wife, she also needs chalitza. And as Misha Amru, it's about this case, the Chacham said, oy loyal ishtai, oy loyal eshes achiv, woe to his wife, and woe to the wife of his brother, because neither of them are able to be married to him. So Gemara quotes the Mishnah, shlesh achin shnai mehem nusim shtei achayis v'chulu, so we clarify she is Beishamai. Beishamai omrim k'rabolaz ben arach. It seems to be the Beishamai holds like k'rabolaz ben arach. K'rabolaz ben arach amar, he says that ha-mimer kind of kinyin gomer b'yavama, that mimer is a full kinyin with the yavama, and therefore when Levi did mimer to Shimon's wife, it's considered like she's 100% his wife. Therefore, when Reuven dies, so Reuven's wife is considered achayis ishtai, and she goes free without even needing chalitza. Ask the Gemara, then girush l'balas mimer. Let's say Levi divorced the one whom he did mimer to. He divorced Shimon's wife. She shouldn't require chalitza. But Amar Rav Hila b'shem Rav Elazar, Rav Hila says in the name of Rav Elazar, the Maida b'shamay, b'shamay does agree shem girush l'balas mimer that if Levi had divorced the one whom he did mimer to, chalitza, that she does need chalitza from him. So it can't be that Beishamai holds like Reb Elazar ben Arach, because if not, she wouldn't require chalitza. El rather suggests the Gemara Reb Shimon. Let's say the Beishamai holds like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon or Reb Shimon holds ha-mimer oy kaina oy loy kaina. Mimer is either or, and we already had this earlier in the Masech that we discussed extensively. According to Reb Shimon, mimer is either 100% marriage or it's 100% not a marriage, and that's why when Levi divorces the Balas mimer, he gives her a get. He also has to do chalitza to her because there's that sad that mimer wasn't kind to her at all. Therefore, he'd have to give her chalitza. Ask the Gemara in Reb Shimon if he wants the Beishamai holds like Reb Shimon. Well, man of shach, either which way. Kana Mimer, if you want to say Mimer is kind of 100%, then Meinach Rav Klum. Nothing's necessary after he gave her the get, because since she was his 100% wife, so once he gives her a get, she's finished, and he doesn't have to do chalitza afterwards. And if you want to say Loi Kana Mimer, then Mimer's not kind of 100%, so fine, then Lomali Ishta Imai, Ba'laz Tetsim Shemachais Isha. Why do Beisham and the Mishnah say that his wife is with him, and when her sister is falling to him, she goes free with nothing because of a Chais Isha? What do you mean if Mimer's nothing, then chalitza is required? So I think where it gives a third suggestion, Shema Mimer to Beishamai, maybe Mimer according to Beishamai, Kizikas Rav Shimon, Al Daitin Darbon Taman. The Mimer according to Beishamai is like the Zika of Reb Shimon according to the Rabbanon of over there, meaning the Rabbanon of Bavel. Come on, the Rabbanon, Taman, Amrin, some take out the word Taman, just like the Rabbanon say, then HaMimer Kaina Umeshayer, Mimer's Kaina and leaves some over, which means Mimer is a 100% partial Kenyan. We discussed this earlier also. This is basically the Rabbanon's Shita Lumas Reb Shimon. This machlekes between the two. They hold that Mimer is definitely a Kenyan, but it's only a 50% Kenyan. It leaves some over. So Ken Reb Shimon says the same thing in regards to Zika, that Kaina Meshayeres, it acquires some, but also leaves some over. And Reb Shimon also says, ain't Zika nefels, makim Zika. The Zika can't apply when there's already a Zika. And I'm just taking it one step further before we explain. Yuchas on Beis on top. Ken Beishamai Eirim Hacha. Beishamai says the same thing over here. Ain't Zika nefels, makim Mimer. The Zika can't apply in a place of Mimer. In other words, we have two things working together. Number one is that Mimer, or regular Zika Sibum, is kind of only partially, let's just call that a 50% Kenyan, but the other 50% is not considered Kanoi. And also, when we already have an existing Mimer or Zika, so another Zika is not able to be Chal, as I'm going to come to the picture over here. Now, what does that have to do with our Mishnah? So let's plug it into Beishamai. When the brother did Mimer with the first sister, that's a definite Kenyan, at least in 50%, and it also doesn't allow any other Zika to come into play. Therefore, when the second sister falls to him, according to Beishamai, that requires nothing, not even Chalitza, because there's already a Mimer slash Zika in place. However, now going on to the second Memra of Beishamai, which we had in the Gemara, if he decides to divorce the woman whom he did Zika to, since that was really only a 50% Kenyan, so now he has to get rid of the other 50%, which is done by Chalitza. And that's understanding Beishamai. So now going with this, we ask a question. Rabbi Yudan Bayi asks as follows. Let's say a person is Makadosh a woman from now for after 30 days, which we have multiple variations of this case, Mesachas Kiddushin. Over here, we're referring to a person told a woman, I'm Makadosh you from now and after 30 days, which means the Kiddush is not going to be 100% Chal until after 30 days. And what happened? Her sister fell to him for Yibum within that 30 days. So the Shami say in this case as well that Afilu Kain Ishta Imai Valoz Tezim Shemachais Isha, then in the case of Kiddushin, his wife remains with him, meaning this woman who's not fully Makudashis to him until after 30 days. stays, she stays with him, and then the Yivama that felt him just now, she goes free because of a Chais Isha, because Beis Shammai say that even in this case of Kiddushin. So he responded, Loi or Beis Shammai, Eloi de Zika Vali de Mimer. Beis Shammai only said this in regards to Zika and Mimer. Zika and Mimer is considered a connection enough that now when the Yivama, who's a sister of his Chetzi wife, falls to him, so it's absolutely nothing and she would go free. But not in regards to Kiddushin. And where do we see this? Because Vahida Omar Avo Beshem Riechanon, this is just like where Avo said Beshem Riechanon, that I feel Kiddushin may have Typhusin Ba, that even the Kiddushin of 100 people is going to be Typhusin her, Valaiki Beis Shammai, and this is not like Beis Shammai. This case where Avo said Beshem Riechanon is going back to the Kiddushin case where he was Makadish a woman, Mikanan after 30 days, and the understanding of the way that that works is that the Kiddushin starts being Chal now, and it slowly but surely continues to be Chal until it's completed by 30 days, which means that there's technically space within her to be Mekudeshes from somebody else. And therefore, says Rav Beis Shammai Riechanon, even if 100 people are Mekadesh her from now until that 30 days, a couple people come on day 1, and then day 2, and day 3, so on and so forth, and they continue to Mekadesh her with the same stipulation, so there's always room for her to be able to accept more Kiddushin. And it's not like Beis Shammai, meaning it's not like Beis Shammai's understanding of Zika or Mimer, because again, as we've been saying the whole time, that once we have a Zika or Mimer, that doesn't allow any other thing to be Chal, so when a new Yivama falls to him, she goes free without needing anything. And Mungat HaLachahe with more scenarios. The Mishnah tells us, Shleisha Achin, we have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, and over here, the third brother, Levi, he's married to a random woman. Nachris means she's a foreigner. She has nothing to do with these sisters. She's totally not connected to them. Now, one of the ones married to one of the sisters died. We're just going to keep it consistent with the previous Mishnah. That would be Shimon dying, and then Levi, the one who's married to the random woman, he did Yibam to Shimon's wife, and then Levi died. So, the second one, meaning the sister whom Levi was miyabim, she goes free because she's a Chais Isha. She's Ruvain's wife's sister, Verishaina, and the first one, Levi's original wife, who has nothing to do with anything here, Misham Tsarasa, she goes free because she's a Tsara, meaning she's Tsaras Erva. Now, also about Mimer, let's say Levi had done Mimer to Shimon's wife, and then he died, so Nachris Chaletz, let me have MS, Levi's wife, who's not related over here, she has to do Chalitza and not Yibam, but again, she doesn't go free because she's not 100% Tsaras Erva due to the fact that the Mimer is only Chetzi, it's only partial, and therefore she requires Chalitza and no Yibam. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shalish Achen, Shnaim, Mehem, Sunim, Shlai, Achais, Vachulu. The Gemara clarifies, Bain Rabbanan, Bain Rab Shimon, Maidan Ba, both Rabbanan and Rab Shimon agree to this. Meaning, in the case of Mimer, the random one would need Chalitza and not Yibam. And remember, we just had the Rabbanan Rab Shimon Amud Aleph. The Rabbanan hold that Mimer is for sure kind of 50%, but that's it. And Rab Shimon holds it's a suffix. Maybe it's kind of 100%, or maybe it's kind of absolutely nothing. So they're both going to agree that in the case where Levi did Mimer to Shimon's wife and then he died, Ruvain's going to do Chalitza to the Tzara. However, it's for different reasons. Kerabon, according to Rabbanan, so Tzad Shakana Mimer connect to Aser B'Tzara. The part of her that Mimer was acquired by, that corresponding part in the Tzara is Aser. So let's just say half of the Tzara wouldn't require anything because she's Tzara's Erva. But Tzad Shalai Kana B'Mimer Kenegdai, Mutter B'Tzara. The part of her that Mimer is not Kaina, so that makes 50% of the Tzara not Tzara's Erva and she'd be permitted in Yibam. Lefikach, therefore, Chalitza Im Sevemes. She needs Chalitza, not Yibam, because half of her is able to have Yibam, therefore she needs Chalitza. Now, Rav Shimon, when we look at it through Rav Shimon's eyes, that it's a suffix. We're not so sure if Mimer's Kaina 100% or if it's Kaina absolutely no percent. So therefore, we'd say that Kaina Mimer, on its side, the Mimer is Kaina Shtei Masurais. Both of them, the sister and the Tzara, are Asur and they wouldn't require anything. Whereas like Kaina Mimer, if Mimer's not Kaina, Sori Shaina Asura, the first one, meaning the sister, she's Asur completely. Whereas Vashni Muteres, the second one, which is the Tzara, she would be 100% permitted because Mimer's absolutely nothing. And therefore, it's considered like just Levi's wife is falling to Ruvain. She's not an Erva at all. She's a Nachris. She's a random woman. And Yibam would be allowed in that case. And therefore, Misafik, because a Safik, we don't know, is it 100% or is it nothing? Chaletz Vlam Savemes, she needs Chalitza and not Yibam. Now, going to Halach Vav with a very similar case, the Mishnah tells us, Shleish Achen, we have three brothers, Shnei Men Nusin Shtei Achayis, two are married to two sisters, Vachanasu Nachris, and the third brother, Levi, he's married to a random woman, Umesanasu Nachris. And in this case, the one who's married to the random woman, Levi, he dies first, Vikanas Echon Mehen Es Ishtai, and one of the other ones, either Reuben or Shimon, they do Yibam to Levi's wife, the Mason, that one died. So we have two women falling to one of the brothers. Obviously, one of those is a Chais Ishtai, so therefore, what do we do? Rishani Yitz Mishum Achais Isha, the first one, she goes free because she's a Chais Isha, she's an Erva, Vashni Mishum Tsarasa, and the second one, which is Levi's original wife, she goes free because she's Tsaras Erva. Now, here's the main case, Asaba Mimer, if that brother only did Mimer to Levi's wife, Umais, and then he died, so Nachris Chalatz, Islam Sev MS, here too, the Nachris, the not related woman, she requires Chalitza, not Yibam, and the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shleish Achish Shnai Mehem Nusun Shtei Achais Vachulu, and here as well, the Gemara just mentions, Bein Rabban and Bein Rab Shimon, Maidai Ba, both Rabban and Rab Shimon agree in the second case, that when the brother only did Mimer to Levi's wife, so she would require Chalitza, but again, for two totally different reasons, as we had explained in the Gemara right before this halacha. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha Zayin with yet another variation of the three brother case, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.